You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, I have a relatively not so serious confession, but I'm gonna give you the old 2-for-1 here as we get started on confessions right here. The serious one, a lot of times, you're sort of scrolling during breaks to make sure there's no breaking news, whatever. And I've just been looking at these images from these images, obviously from the Hill Country and the flood relief and the rescue and all that. I saw one. Well, there's been amazing images, that are staggering to look at. But I saw one just a second ago, a Ford F-150 truck. All right. We all know what a Ford F-150 truck looks like. On its side, underneath gravel, all you could see was the two wheels. So the flood waters were so strong and the moving of the gravel and stuff from the river bottom was so much that it not only submerged it, it submerged it under the riverbed. There's a Ford F-150 truck submerged under rock on the riverbed from the flooding that they have to dig out.
Dang.
It's absolutely incredible. I mean, absolutely an incredible thing. And it just blew me away. And by the way, obviously Odyssey and Sports Radio 610 is going to be very much involved as best we can in all these things. In terms of relief and aid, et cetera. A bunch of organizations are setting up donation drives. I would personally highly recommend joining our friend Jesse Watt from the Mix 96.5 team tomorrow, 5 p.m. to midnight, Flood Relief Friday at the No Label Brewing Company in Old Katy, Old Town Katy. There's going to be a dollar from every beer sold is going to go directly to flood relief. There's a lot of other places you can help. If you can't get out there, you can text flood to 20357, and we'll have some more information for you. Obviously, we all want to be involved and do what we can to help that along.
For sure. Yeah, great. That's a great thing tomorrow night, and great to see the folks here spring into action so quickly to try to do something, right? Try to contribute however you can. And as John mentioned, $1 from each beer tomorrow night will go towards that relief. So get out there if you can. Kick off your weekend and try to help out in the process. Have some beer and try to help out those folks, because it really is. The more details that keep coming out, it's such a tragedy. I was talking with my family about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. They live far away, but they were following along with it. It's a terrible story, and every little bit helps.
Yeah, so get out there. No Label Brewing in Old Katy. Now my not-so-serious one. Figgy, how many times have you seen Luke without a ball cap on?
I think never. I might have saw him without a ball cap maybe pre-show, where he just kind of take it off and might be working. But during the show, I never seen him without a hat.
There's this old saying that and some people may not even be familiar with it. But if you have a 24-karat diamond in a paper bag, then nobody knows that you have a diamond. You can say you have a diamond, nobody will believe you because it's in a paper bag. Have you seen the locks on this, dude?
That's
why,
right.
Why are you do the old shakeout like you did this morning when you walked into the studio? Yeah. He did the old slow motion, you know.
I don't know about that. Come on.
Shake out of it. Dude, why are you covering that up?
It used to be a lot longer, too.
That's like it's yeah. thick.
Yeah, you would have thought, I would have thought you was balding or yes. something like that. Because usually a sign that somebody's not really, you know, comfortable with their hair.
Right.
Is they wear a hat all the time.
He walked in and I literally said, what the hell? You got some flowing locks up there.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a cap all the time?
Just because I'm lazy. I don't know. I just throw a hat on. I know I wear a hat like pretty much every day, even if I'm not here, even just around the house. And it was always driven my mother crazy because she says the same thing. You have great hair. Why do you wear a hat? I'm just lazy. I don't want to have to like put some product to keep it back.
That is an insult to everyone who doesn't have hair like that. Yeah, that is an affront to society is what that is. Did you show the camera? Show the camera your hair again. Don't be bashful.
I showed it. Look at that nothing. Thing. Come on.
That is like.
It's a bad hair
You could put it in a ponytail.
I think so. A little bit.
Get
like
you a little man bun.
Yeah. I've done that in the past. It used to be a lot longer.
Yeah.
I've kept it a little shorter with this hot weather.
And by the way, won't be confused with Tyler Milner if he's not wearing a cap. Because with the cap, I can see it. Without the cap, doesn't look anything like him.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Sure. Yeah. It's an affront to society. You have hair like that, you cover it up every day.
I'll be back in a hat here tomorrow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
My confession is, so we talked about this story on Monday with Oral Hershiser making those comments on Friday night during that 18-run drubbing for the Astros. And I even kind of couched it at the time where I was saying, maybe he's just talking about pitch tipping, and we're all a little fired up that we immediately jump to what happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I bring this up now is because Max Muncy did a podcast. He did an interview on a podcast on YouTube yesterday. I think it's called Foul Territory. They asked Max Muncy about this situation and then Oral's comments. Here's what Max said.
Do I think they know what was coming? Yes, I do. Do I think they were cheating to get there? No, I think they had a tip on the pitcher, and that's on us to clean that up. That's not cheating. That's part of the game. Good teams are going to do that. So, yes, I do think they knew what were coming, but it wasn't because they were cheating. It was because, you know, our pitcher had a tip, and we've addressed it. We've cleaned it up, hopefully. And, you know, that's one of those things where you just have to always be careful about what you're doing out there. You don't want to give anything away to the other team. And, you know, that's something that we take advantage of a lot of times. And, you know, you have to find a way to clean that up. And that's not cheating. That's part of the game. That's being a smart baseball player is what that is. So do I think they knew what was coming? Yeah, but they weren't cheating.
So here's my thing. I think
real quick, when is he talking about? What series or what time era?
Friday night's game. Friday, yeah, this past weekend. Yeah,
a lot of people did sign up for that. Say, agree with that.
Yeah. So here's my thing with the whole Oral. I feel like we kind of owe Oral Hershiser an apology. That's my confession. In that he wasn't saying that they were cheating. Just that when he says they know what's coming, as he goes on to later in his explanation, it's the pitch tipping. And if we take Max Muncy's words there at face value, he even said, yeah, we acknowledge it, and we've already talked with that pitcher. We've made changes that he was tipping his pitches. So my point being, I think maybe we were just all a little sensitive. Look, Oral did draw the comparison to 10 years ago, but I think Oral was trying to say not to bring up all the wounds, not to, you know, go there with this team where people are going to get sensitive, but I think they know what's coming because he's tipping his pitches. So we've turned this into this whole thing of like, how dare Oral take a shot at the Astros over the trash cans and claim they're cheating. I think he was just saying that the Dodgers pitcher was tipping his hand, and then, sorry, but some sensitive Astro fans this week have really run with it and blown it up to he's taking these pot shots or he thinks they're still cheating. No, I think he was just saying pitcher's tipping his pitches, and he's just drawing the parallels that people are going to get worked up if he says this because we already associate the Astros in the past with cheating and knowing what pitch is coming.
I totally agree. Had he said that without the context of 2017, nobody would have batted an eye.
Right.
It's like they know what's coming. People have said that for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like they know what's coming. But because it was the Astros and because of what happened, people immediately thought he was referencing 2017.
Yeah, right. That's. So I admit it. I'm kind of part of the problem. We talked about it Monday, but I think really I'll apologize to Oral and say that I think it's just we're being a little too sensitive. Mm-hmm. That's not what he was saying.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of took it as a compliment a little bit because you know how somebody is so good at something?
Yeah.
Where you be like, man, are you cheating or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it's no way you hitting the ball this good like this. Mm-hmm. Or you got to get, we joke around all the time when somebody in the NFL has a good game and we're like, oh, he got to get drug test.
Yeah.
And that to me, that's more of a compliment. So I kind of took, I really wasn't sensitive about it. I just kind of took it as a compliment.
Yeah, I agree.
So today, I told y'all about my little carpooling thing with the old lady. So today,
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. So today, I decided to Uber. I looked at the price. I'm like, you know what? This might be worth it at least one time a week. So I Uber, and I felt like I think I have a hard time driving with certain people. This guy was driving so fast today. He was driving fast and kind of reckless a little bit. He got me here nice and safe, but man, he was coming up close to these cars, and
I seen an
18-wheeler trying to get over towards the right, and I'm like, I know he gonna let him get over because he too far back. And 18-wheeler just got over, and the guy looked like he didn't see. Mm-hmm. So he ducked over real quick. And then inside of his vehicle, it kind of got that sensor where you get too close.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that about, man. I thought I was in the hospital, man. All that. Every time Kel get, I'm like, man, usually when I get in an Uber, that's my time, especially going to work, that's my time to kind of scroll on the phone and kind of show prep a little bit, get some stuff together.
Right, right.
That boy, I didn't get nothing done. I was sitting there trying to be the second driver at that point.
Yeah, you're right. That's especially you don't have the control.
Yeah.
Nothing. And usually when I've Ubered, like if my truck is in the shop or something, I get a lot done on that ride.
Yeah.
You know, you can get a lot done sitting in the bag.
You can kind of mentally prepare a little bit. Yeah. He was playing, I forgot, I think he was listening to a station or something like that. But, man, I was very uncomfortable. He got me here safe.
Yeah.
But the brother was over here. He was one of them drivers I'd be cussing out.
Exactly.
I'm like, what is he doing, what are you man? It's like, whoa.
No disrespect, but I think 80% of the Ubers I've had in Houston have been crazy experiences.
Really?
Crazy drivers. Yeah. It's something we always joke about, but it's like another crazy Uber driver.
Yeah, I started thinking to the point like, dang, what if he getting some type of accident? And I can't make it to work.
Yeah.
And I gotta call. I gotta explain what's going on, or can I call another Uber so I can get to work, or do I gotta stick? I started thinking about all that stuff because I knew I was gonna get in an accident.
Yeah,
what? How did you sell that to the missus that I'm going to take an Uber to work today?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were going back and forth because
you said, listen here, woman.
Nah, hell no, I ain't do that. But we was going back and forth because
I'm only going to say this once.
Nah. But so what happened was she, you know, every morning I'm like, who's driving? Who's dropping who off?
Yeah.
And she was like, man, if I should drive and drop you off, or you know what? I could drop you off and then hurry to my appointment. But then I got to pick you up. And what time? And I was just like, you know what? I just Uber. Like, you just take the car, do what you got to do, and now I Uber.
Yeah.
So that's worked how out. I kind of got out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that worked out well. Those are our lunchtime confessions presented by the off. Men's Clinic. It's going back on.
Took the hat off. Yeah, he knows on. Those locks are gold. Nah, he knows those locks are gold.
Please. Yeah, hat's going back on. And when we come back, time to play a little buy or sell. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.